Welcome, everyone in podcast land, to 5 Minutes Alone, the weekly podcast of the Bering Drive Church of Christ. I am your host, Jeff Christian, minister at Bering. This is episode 1, Vulgar Display of Power. It seems like lately we are seeing displays of worldly power. In politics, people fight constantly to show which side is better. These are examples of what we often call power struggles. On the weekends, we gather to watch professional athletes, those gladiators in the arena, who rise to the top and leave us marveling at their power. But for those of us who are Christians, we witness the story of Jesus coming in power in a way that has no comparisons with what we so often refer to as power. In John 1, Jesus takes on flesh, that is, God comes to be one of us. But flesh is vulnerable. It is not a sign of power. Philippians 2 paints a picture of Jesus as a servant who gave up power. Jesus did not come as a deity to display power, but rather he came as a servant, even in weakness. Then as a sort of reflection on that story of Jesus, 1 Corinthians 1 and 2 gives us a picture of Paul, a man who decides not to show up in power, but rather in shared weakness, citing that weakness is more powerful than human strength. That passage out of 1 Corinthians 1 is fascinating, because it says that the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, that the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. So why are we so obsessed with worldly power? It is because we are vulnerable, and it scares us to admit that we are weak. But the good news of the gospel is about the real power of God versus what we call worldly power that so often winds up in weakness. It's funny how some things just fall into place at the right time. A friend of mine on Facebook put up a quote from Lord of the Rings, a quote by Gandalf. Since I've been thinking about this notion of power all week, you will see why this particular quote fell into place at just the right time. And I hope that all of you out there in podcast land find it as edifying as I did as you walk with God this week, especially in light of the model of Jesus as one who teaches us how to serve, to not go on these displays of worldly power that will eventually wind up in human weakness, but instead to join God in being vulnerable to the world. Here's what Gandalf said. Some believe it is only great power that can hold evil in check, but that is not what I have found. I have found that it is the small, everyday deeds of ordinary folk that keep the darkness at bay. Small acts of kindness and love. Find out more about the Bering Drive Church of Christ at our website, beringfamily.org, including our blog and sermons. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Bering Drive. And if you are in Houston, join us each Sunday morning. May the Lord bless you and keep you this week and give you peace.